Are we ready?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Elections Commission meeting of Wednesday, August 4, 2004, is officially called to order. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please.
Commissioner Pulisic.
Here.
Commissioner Mendelson.
Here.
Commissioner Trashanian.
Here.
President Arnold Townsend.
Here.
Commissioner Sapphire is excused.
Commissioners, my name is Francisco Da Costa. I'm the Director of Environmental Justice Advocacy, and I happen to know quite a number of you through prior association. This is the county of San Francisco. And in this county, we pride ourselves by saying we know how to do things right. I've been following the deliberations, the actions of the Department of Election for a long time. Prior to appointing this new director, I participated pretty deeply in monitoring and in some investigation about the prior director. And I was very hopeful that with a new director and with commissioners on this election department, that we would do right. It is shocking that in my several attempts by telephone to contact the Department of the Elections, not a single telephone call was returned. In our attempts to verify and to study certain election laws pertaining to the recall of a certain supervisor, convoluted answers were given. I ask you, commissioners, this is the city and county of San Francisco that knows how. Who is taking whom for a ride? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Da Costa. Madam Secretary.
The next speaker is Mr. Willie Ratcliffe.
I guess I'm wondering, why is it that we didn't use the random sampling that's allowed under the law? We have had right at 5,000 verified signatures of registered voters in District 10 in since the 19th of July. And from what I read in state and county law, is that the election official must verify every signature submitted. Where there's more than 500 signatures are submitted, may use a random sampling signature verification technique. We want to know why that wasn't used. One thing, it saves $1 million or better for another election. It puts a lot of strain on people out in our community. We don't want our community divided, fighting each other. We would like the election to be at the November election. We have read the law upside down and out the other side. State law does back us up, saying that when it for it to be just like the governor's race was, that we have candidates that would run and the election would be concluded on November 2nd. We know there's some politics going on that has just been laying there. So they must be bottom of the pile for priority for our district. That's wrong. We know what we've had out there. We've had votes stolen out there. We've had votes buried out there. If it's held on the second, everybody's going to be so busy that that don't have as much to take place. Also, there's been threats to people that you voted the wrong way by the district elections. We don't have nothing on Florida when it comes to elections in San Francisco. We were hoping that the new change here in the city would change that. But in what we see coming out of the executive director is not that they're playing politics to keep the people from District 10 of electing their own supervisor in a timely manner, which would be the November 2nd election. And it still can happen because Thursday is the last day. They could have did a random sample and this could be on the ballot. And I would like to know why not. And maybe we need to go to court to find out why. Or can we get this commission to take a good look at it and say we can have this election, save $1 million that we need, especially in Baby Wanda's support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rack. Madam.
The next speaker is Maurice Campbell.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Maurice Campbell, and I've been following the election sequence for a period of time. As a matter of fact, I looked at the grand jury 2002-2003 report with recommendations to your operations and organization. We've seen everything in the past from the 49ers Stadium Mall that was reported. We've seen ballot boxes floating in the bay. We've seen intimidation. We've seen people's votes being paid for. What you have in the District 10 is you have a sequence of things that took place. Kevin Lutton isn't here this evening, but it was my understanding from multiple sources that when this recall was taking place, that she wasn't given the proper information, so it delayed the starting of it. And there was some confusion on the dates towards the end. Now, I live in a city with a budget deficit, and if there's any possibility of this election being certified in time for the November 2nd ballot, it could save the city of San Francisco a lot of money. It also protects some of the residents. Some of the residents of housing are afraid of going out on a special election because it will be identified why they're going out. So I think it's very, very important that these things